Our playground is pretty old, and if you were to compare it to other playgrounds around town that have been upgraded, you would see that ours has a lot of rust. We have some equipment that just old seesaws that are not the most safe equipment for students. And we have some vandalized equipment that no longer is usable. And we've also lost some equipment this year due to just wear and tear. So we are looking to revamp the playground, and we're kind of dreaming big and trying to raise enough money to really put in some cool new structures for our students. We have done lots of little fundraisers in our school community, but we are kind of out in the valley. There's not a lot of businesses around us. And so some other schools have some really close by business partners, but we don't have a lot of those out here. So we decided to go big, and we filled out the Missoula Gives application and got all of our stuff in order. And we're hoping to reach out to the bigger Missoula community for some help.
All right. Now, Hawthorne Elementary is a very cool, school. I've been there. And it's beautiful brick, and it's very Missoula. But as you mentioned, it is kind of out of the way a little bit, out of the public eye, and people drive by and they don't really notice what's going on in the playground.
Yes, exactly. So that is why we wanted to bring a little bit more awareness. We're also a Title I school, which means that don't have as much funding just by our own community. We have a lot of students on free and reduced lunch, and we have a large population of families in transition, or some level of homelessness. So we definitely are reaching out to see if we can get some help from around town.
Now, are you looking specifically for money, or if somebody maybe has the skills to help come and build something with you, what kind of help are you looking for?
That is a great question. So we actually have to go through approved vendors through the district. And so we've had people offer to build things, but we are not allowed to have self-built playground equipment for the school. So we are looking for money in order to work with an approved vendor to put in some new structures. We do also have two extended resource rooms in our school. So we have some students with some mobility issues. And so we'd love to put in some accessible playground equipment as well that all of our kiddos can use.
So let me ask you this. So just to get right down to the bottom line here, how much do you need?
Well, we have compared with some other schools who have just revamped, done big playground things, and they can range, honestly, between $100,000 and $200,000. Currently, in the last 3 years, we have been able to raise $20,000. So we're going to continue working and see what we can get. But that is our ultimate goal, is somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000 to put in some brand new stuff.
Excellent. And so I'm sure maybe a single donor, a generous donor, could say, hey, we can do that, tax write-off.
Or, no, that would
seriously,
be amazing.
It would be a tax write-off, yeah. Right? I mean, for a public school, absolutely. And now you're also looking towards Missoula Gives. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Missoula Gives is a thing that happens once a year. It's over May 2nd and 3rd this year. And so they have you set up a profile, put in... our PTA is the one that is actually pushing the Missoula Gives thing. So they're a nonprofit. And you set up a profile, you create a video. So we have a profile for Hawthorne Elementary on there. We have a video of our playground that is great to watch for more information. And then on the day of giving, we're hoping to have donors donate to our cause. But before the day of giving, we're looking to just spread the word about it, and also to see if there's anyone out there that might be willing to do a match. I know there's another school in town who has had an anonymous donor offer to do a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's been such an impact for their school. So we're looking for people out there that might consider matching what we raise. So, and then they would be on our website as well if they wanted that recognition.
So what is the day of giving? What day it is? It's in May, right?
Yep, May 2nd and 3rd.
May 2nd and 3rd. Got it. All right. So if people want to send money to you, where do they send it? I mean, just directly.
So if they're doing the Missoula Gives thing, it would be on the day of giving. They would go to Missoula Gives their website, and then they would just type in Hawthorne into the search, and our profile would come up, and there will be a spot to donate.